Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Adam?
Good morning, Adam. All right, Steve, he's ready to rock this thing, so you should get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Adam from Shelton has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What color is Cookie Monster?
Blue.
Correct. What festival was billed as 3 days of peace and music?
Woodstock.
Correct. How many main islands make up New Zealand?
3, 4, 5.
No. What is the scientific name for your windpipe?
Esophagus.
No.
Pass.
Which NFL team's fan base is sometimes referred to as gangrene?
Packers.
No.
Eagles.
No.
Pass.
According to Irish legend, who banished the snakes from Ireland?
The Pied Piper.
No.
Pass.
How many faces does a cube have?
6.
Yes. What sport was Fred Flintstone a fan of?
Bowling.
Correct. What is the capital of New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
Correct. What is the French term for the feeling of having experienced something before?
Deja vu.
Correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct. A strong finish there, Adam.
I was getting worried there for a minute.
No, never worry. Never worry. Stay strong. Confidence is key.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
But are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah!
What color is Cookie Monster?
Cookie Monster's blue.
He is. What festival was billed as 3 days of peace and music?
Woodstock.
Yes.
Until Limp Bizkit played.
How many main islands make up New Zealand?
4?
No.
5?
No.
6?
No. What is the scientific name for your windpipe?
The trachea?
Yes. Which NFL team's fan base is sometimes referred to as gangrene?
It's got to be the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's not.
The Green Bay Packers?
It is not.
Green. The Jets.
Yeah. According to Irish legend, who banished the snakes from Ireland?
The Pied Piper?
No.
Peter Pan?
No.
I don't know. Let's go with Joe Flacco.
No. How many faces does a cube have?
How many faces does a cube have?
Yeah.
6?
Yes. What sport was Fred Flintstone a fan of?
Bowling.
Correct. What is the capital of New Mexico?
Albuquerque.
No.
Santa Fe?
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which means you won. It's a score of 6-7.
6-7.
Sorry, Adam.
Oh, good game, Steve. I was trying to save you off from getting that 400, but...
Hell no, brother.
6-7, 6-7. New Zealand is made up of two main islands, although there are hundreds of islands that are part of New Zealand. And according to Irish legend, snakes were banished from Ireland by St. Patrick.
Yeah. St. Pat.
Mm-hmm. It was right there.
Yeah, one
that you did not get to that our friend did get correct. What is the French term for the feeling of having experienced something before?
Oh, it's a great establishment as well. Deja vu.
You nailed it.
That's right.
Congratulations, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show. Coats
for Kids is underway, and the goal is a big one. $50,000 we would like to raise by the end of the year, and you can be part of the magic by heading to KISW.com. Steve, how are we looking in there today?
Let's have a goal for the end of our show to hit $20,000. We've been trying to hit this elusive $20,000 for a while now, but we are just a little over $200 away from hitting $20,000. And big thanks to Eugene Wilfong, who donated $20. Daniel Kocha donated $50. Also, Nick, I'm butchering all their names. Nick Terrell or Terrell, $125, and an anonymous donation of $200 as well. Thank you for your generosity.
So fantastic. Keep it going at KISW.com. When you leave us a voice message, you don't even have to sit through some weird answering machine recording. It's just you press down on the little microphone icon and you leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app.
You have all the control.
Oh, yeah. Steve, what is going on in there today?
Let's check out our first voice message.
Philip Rivers is coming back because he saw Matt Stafford is about to pass him in all-time passing yards and was like, whoa, not so quick, Matthew.
I don't know if that's exactly the reason.
And I would love that if that was part of it, though.
It still kind of blows my mind that, remember in the offseason, like, there were talks of Matthew Stafford's like, I don't know if I want to still do this. And then he decides to do it, and he's having quite possibly an MVP season. I wish he would have retired, but, like, that's just crazy to see how great of a season. Maybe that is part of the inspiration. Like, well, if old man Stafford could do it, old man Rivers can, too.
I'm back, bitches.
Did you see the press conference?
Which one?
Of Philip Rivers.
No.
So he did a press conference yesterday. You know, he was at the practice facility. He had pads on. He was throwing the ball around. Just kind of, I talked to the media, and one of the people in the press conference decided to ask this question.
What is your plan? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the plane weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm going to, they, you know, people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So
I wish he wasn't playing the Seahawks because I so want to see him do well. It's such a fun story. And he seems like he's a good dude. Like the press conference, he's just cracking jokes, having fun. But I don't want to see him do well this weekend.
It's fun until Sunday.
Until Leonard Williams gets him.
Yeah.
Did you see, like, there was, like, a shot of him practicing and, like, a side shot, and people were like, he's in full dad bod mode because it's like, he's still in great shape, but he's not in the shape of maybe Philip Rivers from 10 years ago.
Sure, not peak physical, you know, physicality or whatever. Yeah.
I do love how the person said, he said the name Greg, and it got me thinking. Because Philip Rivers was known as being a great trash talker. Like, that's what he, like, whenever he was mic'd up, like, it would always be great clips of him just messing with the other players. He was just constantly chirping other players. I don't know who Greg is in this situation, but it got me thinking about this time when he was on the field just yelling at the opposing team, maybe a coach or maybe a player.
Hey, y'all can't play with 12, Greg! Can't play with 12, Greg! Hey, Greg, you can only play with 11, Greg!
Yeah, Greg. Yeah.
Unless maybe he just uses Greg as like an insult.
Oh, I love that.
It's just like his thing. Are you ready for our next voice message?
Sure am.
Hey, Taryn. Hopefully you can hear me okay on my Bluetooth. I just wanted to point out.
Uh-oh.
Here we go again.
You think he's going to bring up the ghosts?
Let me have it.
That Steve guessed Robert De Niro who played Vito Corleone in The Godfather. Well, Robert De Niro did, in fact, play Vito Corleone in The Godfather Part 2.
Have a good one.
Well, guess what? I didn't ask about The Godfather Part 2. I asked about The Godfather. Two very different movies.
This is her mom's sass coming out.
Have a good one.
Okay.
He gets so mad. Anytime if you hear Taryn Daly screw up on Beat Mix, please leave us a voice message. They go to the front of the line. That way she can be corrected and understand that, you know what? Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I know. It's writing 30 questions every single day. I just need to do better.
I just hear excuses.
Yeah, me too. You know what? It's the season, too. If you want to put it in a Christmas card and just send it to her, that would be awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
We'll put them up in the studio.
I would be lost without the Beat Mix police, honestly.
Same. So please, anytime, if you hear her say something wrong, please correct her by leaving a voice message at the Odyssey app.
Yes.
We got time for one more?
Sure.
Okay, so you know what I really hate?
Oh, boy.
Is when you get that toe cramp. And not just like one toe. You get like two toes that cramp up for a little while. And while you're trying to work those out, the baby toe goes on you. So like two toes are leaning one way or baby toes leaning the other way. Oh, I hate that.
Why are my toes cramping right now listening to him talk about it?
That's feeling very uncomfortable right now.
I don't get the toe cramp too often, but I'll sometimes get like that spasm in the back on your calf.
Or like the Charlie horse.
Oh, and especially in bed, like I'll make a like a dog big stretch. And then all of a sudden it's like awful shooting pain. And I'm like, grabbing it and you can feel the muscle just like kind of cramping up. That's the worst.
I do think the calf cramp is the worst of all the cramps.
But I guess no toe cramps are.
I feel for that guy. I mean, it sounds like he's in a lot of pain.
Well, yeah, he probably heard you mess up on Beat Migs, and then his toes start cramping.
Got all cramped out about it.
Yeah.
Cramped his style.
Have a good one.
The Daily Migs Show.
While supplies last, there have been some $55 tickets released for tomorrow's Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday.
Make it a date night.
Make it a date night for sure. It'd be the best. It's going to be our friends Brent and Zach from Shinedown and the Pretty Reckless are going to be there. Also, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth. It is quite the lineup. It's something we've never done before. Plus, there's a pre-party that you're going to want to check out at Tony V's. If you're 21 or over, by the way, the men's room will be broadcasting live before tomorrow's festivities. So grab those $55 tickets and join us at KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We may just be seeing Philip Rivers back on the football field this weekend with the Colts, and of all places, right here in Seattle, taking on the Seahawks.
It's crazy how this game has become like all eyes on this. It's like the national spotlight, and we still don't know if he's playing yet.
But Philip Rivers did do a press conference yesterday, and he talked about the return to football.
Why do you want to do this, and why do you think you can do this?
Yeah, that could be a long one. I'll try to keep it simple. I'll try not to get emotional, actually. A coach that I love, an organization that I really enjoyed being with, a game I love to play, a game that I thought it was I was done playing. Certainly, I wasn't really hanging on to any hope of playing again.
Also, I don't know what the quintessential quarterback sounds like, but I feel like this is what the quintessential quarterback should sound. You know what I mean? He just seems like such like a good dude.
He's captivating.
Something about it excited me, and it's kind of one of those deals, the door opens, and you can either walk through it and find out if you can do it or run from it. I know that there's risk involved, obviously, of what may or may not happen, but the only way to find out is going for it.
And that risk is called Leonard Williams.
I just felt almost like it was a gift, another opportunity to play and cut it loose with your guys in the game you love to play. And the dream that you got to live, you may get some bonus time. And here I stand.
Translation, he misses hanging out with the boys, and he's done hanging out with all of his kids.
I mean, he seems really excited and fired up and a lot less scared about it than I would be.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, you would be going into it never playing. And you know what I mean? Like, yes, he is 44 years old, but he did have, like, over 15 years in the sport. So I think, like, I don't think it's going to go well. I think there's a fairy tale ending that people are hoping for. I don't foresee that. But then again, I don't know. And what the hell do I know? None of us know. We don't know how capable he's going to be able to do this. If they're going to, I mean, obviously going to plan their game so that he doesn't have to be put in harm's way. But
yeah,
we just don't know. That's the crazy part.
It's going to be a wild watch for sure.
But it is cool that he gets to go back to something that he probably thought he'd never get to go back to.
Oh, for sure. This doesn't happen.
No, it's not often that you've been retired for 5 years in a pro sport and then you're like, you know what? I mean, it happens from time to time, but very rarely.
Sure.
And here he is. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go play. I know the plays. I'm running the same offensive plays in my high school team that I'm coaching.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. Is there something for you that, like, you would love to just go back to a certain time or a certain moment? Like, is there something that you just wish? Danny's already got one.
I have one from college. I wish I had so many friends that studied abroad in Europe or other places, and I didn't. I chose to not do that, and it's one of my biggest regrets. So if I could go back in time, I would have, my junior year, found the time to study abroad. Yeah.
Where did they go?
I think the bulk of my girlfriends were in various places throughout Italy, so I had a couple in Rome, a couple in Florence. And they just had the coolest stories, the coolest experiences, and really got to kind of grow up a little bit and see the world. And I really wish I could have done that.
Would your mom and dad have let you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They probably can't have these
but
kids
get her out of
house.
Here. What about you?
Yeah, no, I would love to go back to, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. I'm going to sound like the old guy from Seattle that wishes that Seattle was the way that it used to be. But I do wish that Seattle was the way that it used to be when it came to the arts. I mean, it was just such a fun time. Every night there was somewhere to go, and a local band was playing. And my band at the time was called Peter Parker. And we were playing all these fun shows with some really great bands from, like, Sir Werner Park to The Divorce to Vendetta Red, Harvey Danger, Death Cab for Cutie. This was, like, that was our scene. And granted, like, it's never going to be that way again. I'm not young anymore. I'm not in none of these bands are doing, you know. I mean,
says the guy that's wrestling at his advanced, mature age.
We call that a midlife crisis. But at the time, like, that was, I don't think I truly appreciated how much fun that was. The after parties, just like the collaborative spirit that all these bands, we were all recording with each other, having fun with each other. I do miss those times.
I feel like that is a really good choice.
What about you, Danny?
Almost the exact same as yours. Obviously not Seattle for me, but for me it was, I wish I could go back to high school and early college when I was in a band and really kind of going back to that, like, pop punk emo scene and, like, just getting to do it again and really appreciate like what it was in my life at that time. Because it's like, I appreciated it. Like, I appreciated being able to play, you know, all these venues with different bands and whatnot, but it's like, it didn't really hit me that was like a moment in time. And now that it's gone, it's like, man, I wish I could just go back to that and have that again.
In a weird way, at that time, I never thought it would end. Like, I don't know why. Right. I thought like life was just going to stay like that forever, but it felt that way.
Nothing is forever.
Clearly.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear from you about this. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you wish you could go back and do all over again? 206-803-ROCK. Turn back time. What would you do? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take those calls after Smashing Pumpkins. After being in retirement for about 5 years, Philip Rivers has decided he wants to go back up.
Yeah, I miss the boys.
Play quarterback. He misses the boys.
I want to throw some footballs again.
So inspired by that, what is something that you wish you could go back in time and do all over again? Call 206-803-ROCK. Dolan in Covington, what is something you wish you could go back and do all over again?
Spend a little more time with my brother. He died 33 years ago, but I miss the little guy.
Oh, I bet.
How many years apart were you guys?
Almost two. He was almost five when he died, and I was almost seven.
Oh.
So,
oh my gosh, that's
he was a good kid. Oh. He could light up a room. Yeah, a little. He could just connect to a lot of people. I try not to live life with regret. You know, I mean, how could you know one day your brother's not going to wake up the next morning? But I'd go back and I'd play with him.
Yes, at that young of an age, especially, that you've got a lifetime together. And I hope that you continue to live with, I mean, it sounds like it just from you making this call that you live with him in your heart all the time.
Yeah, I think the world's poor from not knowing him. I would have loved to have seen the person he would have been. I've got other siblings, you know, but I was really older by the time they came around. So I miss having that sibling connection. And I would have loved to have seen where he would have gone and what choices he would have made.
Well, much love to you, Dolan. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Anytime.
Take care, my friend.
206-803-ROCK. If you were able to go back in time and do something all over again, what would that thing be?
Okay, this one is out there. I wish I could go back to my wedding day. Not the ceremony, just the dancing part. It was the best night of my life. We got my dad to twerk on the dance floor. LOL.
Oh, that's great. I hope there's video footage.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing your dad, the national treasure, trying to twerk. And I think that would be one of the more... I know my dad, when he was alive, if he would have tried to twerk, he would have broke a hip.
I'm pretty sure my dad would throw his back out.
What are you talking about? He's rocking on stage. I'm sure he's moving those hips. They're probably nice and loose.
Oh, no, I don't need to hear about my dad's loose hips. Thank you. God.
I like this one because it says, I want to go back to my trips to Spokane for Hoop Fest. That's the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. My dad, my brother, and I would go every year until my brother had a kid and stopped having fun, LOL.
Again, kids ruin everything.
Dude, I do think about that. Speaking of Spokane, I wish I could go back and do one of those hockey trips for Easter weekend with the Donkeys, our beer league hockey team, for about 4 or 5 straight years. And it got more and more ridiculous each year. It like started off with us all just driving to Spokane and doing this hockey tournament Easter weekend. Then we got a limo, and we took a limo, which was so dumb because we had a limo with a trailer hitch.
Oh, my God.
And we had all of our hockey gear in the back. But then we started getting the party bus, and our whole motto was, like, we know we're not going to win this. There's way better hockey players, but let's make our trip more memorable. That way, like, in 5-10 years, we're not going to remember how we did, and we typically lost most of the games. Every once in a while, we would win, which was shocking. But it was the memories that we made just pulling up to the rink in a party bus and everyone looking at us like, what the hell is wrong with these guys?
Well, if you guys ever decide to come out of retirement like Philip Rivers decided, please let me know. I'll chaperone. I won't drive. I don't want to drive. Like, we'll get a driver, obviously.
Oh,
I'll chaperone. Yeah. I'll keep you guys safe.
Yeah, we would always stay at some random rundown hotel. The Days Inn was a bad choice one time. There was just a lot of gunfire happening outside there, but it was the best time.
Never grow up.
So you'll be a coach?
I would love to coach you guys.
We'll get Ted Smith back as well. Maybe Danny as well. It's time to...
Maybe Danny could dress up like a donkey and be the mascot.
We did have a mascot once.
No way.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so
His name
this.
Was Donkey Punch, a.k.a. DP. Danny, would you be DP?
You know, honestly, yes, I will be DP.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? He is on his way to 400 wins with 389 at the moment, 131 losses, 105 ties. Maybe you caught the cheat sheet yesterday at 540. Call 206-803-ROCK and we will play at 750.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.